Now?
Yes.
All right. Dennis, when he was cleaning up, picked up about 30 of these oranges lying around. Now, if you look at it, there's a lot of work has been put into it. We would appreciate if you take this home, place it on your mantelpiece to remind you that we need to start praying for people, especially in the countries that you have chosen, but also to let you know that during the month of January, I have dedicated the month to pray for persecuted Christians, and I'm going to show you why I've chosen that. I want you to listen to this speech by Boris Johnson. Can we get some volume?
Hi folks, Boris Johnson here, taking a moment to wish you all a Merry Little Christmas. It's that special time of year when, whatever has gone before, we can take an opportunity to celebrate all that is good in the world and to spend time with our friends and family. Christmas Day is, first and foremost, a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. It is a day of inestimable importance to billions of Christians the world over. I hope you're all enjoying a wonderful break with your loved ones, sharing gifts, tucking into some delicious food. Of course, as many of us are enjoying a break at this time of year, let's not forget all those who have selflessly put their celebrations on hold. On behalf of the whole country, I want to say a huge thank you to our amazing NHS staff, many of whom will be working throughout the holidays to take care of us. Thank you also to our police, to all those public servants working tirelessly this Christmas. I also want to express my personal gratitude to the wonderful members of our armed forces currently on deployment, and therefore to their friends, family and children back home who have an empty chair at the table when they tuck into their Christmas dinner. Today of all days, I want us to remember those Christians around the world who are facing persecution. For them, Christmas Day will be marked in private, in secret, perhaps even in a prison cell. As Prime Minister, that's something I want to change. We stand with Christians everywhere in solidarity and will defend your right to practice your faith. So as a country, let us reflect on the year and celebrate the good that is to come. Folks, I hope you enjoy the next few days. Try not to have too many arguments with the in-laws or anyone else. And whoever you are, wherever you are, and however you're celebrating, have a very happy Christmas, and I'll see you all again in the new year.
Now, I am calling this church to stand in solidarity with our Prime Minister and tell him that if you are standing for persecuted Christians around the world and you're going to raise up your voice as the Prime Minister of this country, then we're going to hold him up in prayer and say, let him put these words into action so that we can be with him. There's loads of Christians right now who didn't have a good Christmas like the way we celebrated it, in freedom and in peace, in tranquility with our families and our loved ones. So I have chosen to dedicate the month of January to be a month that we will be praying for countries around the world where Christians are being persecuted for their faith. So what's going to happen is that starting from the 1st of January, I'm going to send out a country to pray for that day. I will tell you what the country is, tell you the prayer points that you need to pray specifically for, and I want you can either choose to do it in the morning with your family around the breakfast table, or in the evening. Try to make it a family issue. So what I want you to do is to take this Christingel candle onto your table, light it as a token, and then pray for that country that I will be sending you information about for the day. Every single day, starting from the 1st of January till the 31st. Now, if you don't have my... I just want to say that we're going to focus on the persecuted church. Those are the countries that are listed as where the Christians are persecuted the most. The dark orange is the extreme persecution. And ranking number one on it is North Korea. where Christians are persecuted every single day for their faith. These are the top 10, but I got a top 50. So what I will do is, if you are on WhatsApp, I will send you a PDF file with the whole 50 countries on it, and you can get more information. But I will also send you a prayer point every morning so that you can spend time praying for that country during the course of the day. Now, I want to show you a host of scriptures that point out that we, because we know Jesus, will be persecuted for our faith. But I want to say to you that when the church rises up and starts to pray, things start to happen. We've seen the evidence of prayer continuously in our lives, in this church, in this town, in the world, wherever we've been seeing a prayer go up to the Lord. So I want to put my telephone number on here. If I don't have you on WhatsApp, I'd like you to take this number down. And then if all you have to do is to send me a WhatsApp and say yes and put your name on it next to it, especially if you're not from this church and you don't receive my text every morning. If you take down this number, you can just photograph it if you want, and then send me a text in the morning. Send me a text anytime now, and I would put you on my prayer list and then send it out to you every morning, starting from the 1st of January till the 31st of January. Is that okay? Are you all with me for this? Let's make it a month of committed, dedicated prayer for our Christian brothers and sisters who don't enjoy the freedom that we have. And Jenny put all this together to say to us, if we believe that we are the light of the world, then let's be that. Let's be that, even if we can't do it physically, let's do it in prayer. Let's come together in prayer and commit this to the Lord, commit these Christians to the Lord. Just to also let you know that on the 31st of December, there's a watch night service happening at St. John's, starting at half past 10. You can come in at 10 with a plate of snacks. We'll just have fellowship with each other, and then we're going to do some worship, and then Pastor Keith Clark is going to share the word with us, and Tim, the vicar of St. John, is going to lead us into prayer into the new year, trusting God. Something dawned on me this morning while we were praying in the den. Is that next year, you are so lucky. God is going to give us one extra day next year because it's a leap year. Please don't waste it. Let's do something with that one extra day that we're having next year. I want to hear a good story that on the 29th of February, I did something totally out of the ordinary. It was one extra day that God has given to us. All right? So I'm inviting you to pray with me as we commit Christians and people throughout the world to the Lord. I want to close with this song, and I'd like you to, if you want to sing along with it, you're welcome.
Remind us where you are.
Let this be our prayer.
when shadows fill our day. Lead us to a place of mind.
Guide us with your grace.
Guide us with your ways. Give us faith so we'll be saved. A world where pain and sorrow will be ended. And every heart that's broken will be mended. And we'll remember we are God's children, reaching out to touch you, reaching to the to find a place. Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved.
Lord, guide us with your grace. Lead us to where the light is. Just before we close this morning, on Christmas Day, Stuart Yeats wrote us a fresh poem and just blessed our hearts with it. And after the service, as I was walking out, we had a visitor in our church, Peter Edwards, who came to me and he said, I also write poetry and I'd love to get a chance to read it in your church at some stage. And I said, well, if you come to our church, we'll give you the opportunity. So Peter Edwards is here this morning, and I would like to call you forward now, Peter, to come and bless us with your poem.
This is where technology might well defeat me. It usually does. All right, so let's see what we've got here. So this is called Beyond. You take me to the edge of a limitless ocean. I stand at the edge, eyes on the horizon and beyond, building my courage to plunge on in, to expand like sand on the shore, open my eyes to new beginnings, to find what I'm looking for, to see the unexpected, the unseen, touch the awe and the wonder, stretch my imagination and be lost in mysteries I can barely contain, changing reality as I delve ever deeper, feel the current flow, spark my heart's desire, carried away by the undertow, lifted higher, becoming freer, wilder, the stranger, the changer, the completer, the revealer, discoverer of new worlds, embracing new ways and pathways, stirring and inspiring, rising in new light, thrilling and exciting with unthinkable things, unraveling contradictions, speaking revelations, finding treasures in the darkness that set hearts burning, binding us together in limitless love, pouring in rivers of life.
Amen. Hope that those words have blessed your heart. I just want to express a thank you to Jenny for the splendid work that she put together in making this happen. I have a photograph of every one of you where you are seated. So if I find that your orange has been left behind, I'll be coming to your house with it. Also want to say that if you don't belong to a church and you're looking for a place that you'd like to call home, then we'd like to take the opportunity of welcoming you home. If you want to make this your home, please talk to us. I can't promise you a lot of things, but there's one thing that I can promise you is 52 different Sundays when you come to Workshop Christian Center. We don't have the same Sunday twice. So thank you very much for being with us. Let's bow our heads in prayer. And did you say you wanted to share a testimony?
Yeah.
How long would you take?
Amen.
So just before we go, Bjorden, that's how you say your name?
Yeah.
Bjorden has been visiting us from Edinburgh, and he came to our prayer meeting on, our monthly prayer meeting that happens on the last Friday of the month. He decided to come to it, and something happened to him, and he said, "Can I get 2 minutes just to share what God has done for me?" So please come forward.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I want to go straight to my testimony. On Friday, I was practically dragged down by Dr. Frank. When she told me there's going to be a prayer meeting, I felt, oh my God. By the way, I'm a pastor. So I've already programmed in my head that I'm coming to workshop to relax, enjoy Christmas and eat, you know. So when she told me about the prayer time, I said, okay, let's go. And sometimes in July, I had a glaucoma surgery. And since then, I've been having a problem with this eye. It's as if there's something stuck inside. And every time I have to scratch, I couldn't see very well. But the doctor told me, okay, you'll be fine. But I was looking for the finance, but I've not seen it. So on Friday, while we were here, she talked about rest. And I needed rest concerning my eye. So I was worried, but all of a sudden, I decided to pray concerning it. I prayed and I forgot about it. And some few minutes after the prayer, I saw it was as if something came out of the eye. As if the sand is being removed. I was like, what is going on here? And I began to read the Bible, and I could see clearly. When we got home, I told her, look, this is real. God is real. God can heal. God can deliver. God can save. This is a miracle. I must tell the people of God. And I'm so glad, Pastor, for giving me this opportunity to share. God bless you all.
Well, the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and bless you as you bring this year to an end and look forward to a beautiful 2020 with a 2020 vision. God bless you. Amen.